Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
tumultuous month.
It really has. It's been a wild ride this month. You know, this wild. This last week has been really amping us towards something that's a big change, if you will, which is why we went ahead and decided to pull up the next card for the Major Arcana. So if you've been following us, we are on card 16, also known as the Tower. And the Tower is referred to as sacred destruction. So this last month filled with wild things that seem to all come to a head over the last week has been so that we can allow things to fall away that no longer serve us, or at least be awakened to the things that are not serving us. Mm. And so with the Tower, you know, we look at the Tower and honestly, it probably is one of the scariest cards in the deck for people. Mm. You think the Death card is probably the top one. And then you also have the Tower card and the Devil. And those are probably like some of the scariest ones. The Tower doesn't always mean negative. The Tower means opening our eyes to the things that we've been ignoring. Also why we call it the sacred destruction is because this is meant for our highest good, mm-hmm. not to rip us out of the world that we've worked hard for, but to put us inside of the alignment that we are deserving of. So this represents a sudden unforeseen change. Have you been building your life on a shaky foundation?
Mm.
So, you know, we talk about in real world situations, you know, they built this upon a house of cards. Of course, the first win knocked it down. So when the Tower arrives in our world, we're asking ourselves, have I been building upon a shaky foundation? Have I been building this life of mine based in lies, deception, conditioning, and trauma? Or am I facing this world with the truth, with the honesty, with the integrity that is needed to create the building blocks necessary for us to live in alignment, for us to live in our truth, for us to live at our highest possible timeline. So our keywords are going to be sudden change, upheaval, chaos, personal transformation, and then on the flip side, fear of change or averting disaster. You know, I think Mel and I were just talking about this, like, la, 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 I can't see you, therefore you don't exist. So we will avoid facing the things that we don't want to know the truth of.
Mm.
You know, we'll avoid looking directly at something and saying, you know what, there's something off about this, because we want to live in this fairy tale, in this imaginative experience so that we don't have to face that truth. So when the Tower comes in, it says, by the way, you're going to be forced to see this truth. Do you like this truth or not? And so the Tower can bring a series of destruction or upheaval that can feel scary, but it is for our highest good.
The aspects of this that I was surprised at, even though I've been, you know, playing around with the Tarot for a long time, was the concept of divine enlightenment. And it was linking with a conversation I was listening to only this week with Bruce Lipton, talking about how we are just our programs. And if we're running several programs of the way that we are in the world, but those programs are outdated, or they are eliciting behaviors and responses that, you know, we no longer want. Sometimes a Tower moment is that really big realization that you can wake up to, or where something falls apart because the behavior or the attitude or the way of being that you've exhibited is actually the Tower moment, which is destructive. So you can blow things out of the water through that old programming from that set of values that actually weren't really built on a strong foundation. And because most of our programs are based on the messages that we got growing up, or it's our survival instinct, it causes us, especially when we move into that higher ground or that divine enlightenment, it causes us to look at all that, doesn't it? And that's what we were talking about before this podcast, of how we can start to review all of those different aspects of our life. And the more that we know ourselves, the less shocking sometimes these things can be.
Right.
And we can all recall an event in our lives that has been incredibly shocking, where you've had a dawning realization and you've either seen someone for who they really are in that moment, or you've woke up one day and realized that the work that you're doing, actually your heart was never in it, and it's not feeding your soul in the same way. Or you lose your job, because these are the big moments, aren't they? It can be you lose your job, or somebody walks out of a relationship, or you get an offer out of the blue, and that can be equally discombobulating. And that structure is actually ourselves, isn't it? We are the tower. We are the structure.
That we are the tower.
Personality.
Yeah. And the world that is around us begins that, you know, you're the foundation for the tower that is built to be the world that you reside in. So you're yourself. And, you know, one of my favorite things about the tower is the card that comes after the tower. So if we think complete obliteration of life as we know it, also known as the beginnings of the awakening, if you will, right? The tower falls. You can no longer see the world the way you did before. Mm. That is the awakening, right? And the card that comes after that is the star. And the card for the star is the awakening card of the deck. So these tower moments throughout our life, no matter how, you know, large, how small, end up setting the stage for you to awaken to a new reality, for you to awaken to a shift within yourself that allows you to be a better person, allows you to be more aware of who you are and why you're here and what it is you want to do. So the tower, even if it starts to approach and it comes to your, short, you know, like really close to you, then you can start to recognize that I've been through tower moments before. I've been through awakenings where I realized that this truth I've been telling myself is no longer valid. So that when this tower falls, I now know that when I stand back up, it's going to be better than it was. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling Mel this in our conversation, you know, if you've been watching our series, we've talked about every time we've had a major arcana card that comes and we're about to start doing, it seems to correlate to what's going on in the collective or within our personal lives. And so this morning, you know, as Mel and I were talking, I've been going through these major shifts in my existence, and this view that I have recently taken is now starting to shift again. And I recognized while talking to Mel that I was in this tower moment. And then as soon as I recognized that I was in this tower moment, I knew that things were going to be okay, because no matter what, after the tower falls, because this is divine intervention, this isn't your intervention, this is something bigger than you, this is a universal intervention creating this tower to fall. When I stand back up and you know, move through any devastation, I now have a better understanding of myself, of my world, and the people that reside within that world. And for me, the tower can be daunting, but at the same time, I can't help but have that underlying sense of excitement with it, because I know my life is about to improve.
It's that sort of double-edged sword, isn't it? Because the other aspect we talked about is if you've had dreams, desires, and wishes in the back of your mind for a long time, and you start to realize you're heading towards that, well, one of the things that can happen is everything that is getting in the way of you having that dream starts to clear. And that can be, I remember, and I've forgotten about this, but I remember, I think it was 2005, I think it was. And all within a month, the project I was working on for 3 years came to an end. And my boss told me, and I kind of suspected it, but you know, you live in hope, don't you, when you're working, and you think, maybe it'll be extended, maybe. And I've worked in those environments a lot. I got notice on the house that I was living in, and I can't remember what the third one was, but there was three big, really big things. And I literally felt like the rug had been pulled under from under my feet. And at that point I had small children, you know, and you can go into this spin of, you know, where's the money going to come from? What's going to happen? Where am I going to live? How, you know, I don't know if I had a deposit at the time, and that was huge. But as time's gone on and there's been other tower moments, as part of what we've talked about in other podcasts of being mindful and practicing my yoga and meditation, things like that, is you start to realize the internal structure that you create is one of sometimes withstanding the storms, withstanding the information that's coming in your direction, or somebody shares something with you that totally changes the nature of the way that you see a situation. And one of the other dawning moments I had recently, because, you know, we've both had a sort of tumultuous month, and it's felt very stormy on and off, is, as you know, I went and visited family for the first time from my childhood side that I hadn't seen for about 7 years. And pieces of information were coming through that had really made me realize that the way that I was seeing it and my understanding of it was actually totally off track. Right. And sometimes we can just get stuck in a particular place in our understanding, say. We stall, especially like in family situations and scenarios. And if you've got that physical distance, you know, I'm 200 miles away, and you don't see people on a regular basis, and then you go back and things start to unfold that takes the wrapping off. And you start to think, wow, I didn't know that had been said, or that had been done, or people viewed it in that way. And it wasn't that I'd made assumptions, but I guess a lot of the time, if you don't communicate with people and you don't have that regular contact, you kind of, the world just stalls and you don't see it in the way that it truly is. Right. And so part of that was information coming forward that made me see the world as it truly was, who people truly were. And sometimes that's what makes the change and adaption and the process that you're going through, because I was kind of shocked, but at the same time, pennies started to drop and I was like, okay. So what do I do with that now? You accept that new level of truth, and you go, okay, is this shifting the values that I have? Because this is also about your values, isn't it? Yeah. What do you value? And you can have all your own values about who you are, but what do you value about family and life? And there's some things we still can't control. So right. One of those elements was being realistic. The truth was there are some situations that are not going to change.
Well, what is that saying? You know, the truth will set you free, but first will piss you off. You know, so we have to... You know, one of the things that you just mentioned was, it really gave me this beautiful, the way I envisioned it was this metaphor. And, you know, you said the tower being internal and how we begin, you had this massive tower moment, right? Where three things in your life began to devastate, right? And everything came crashing down and you had to recenter and go back to the times before. And then what got you through, and then fast forward, and now you're using that example as for a way that you've created this power inside of you that once was built on, you know, again, trauma, lies, conditioning, just the loss of reality for what it is, right? And what happened is, as that fell down, it didn't fall all the way down because you still already had your foundation. You had your children, you had, you had a blossoming career. You had the things that you knew were going to step you out, even if not in that moment, in the eventuality. And so what I envisioned as you said that was, you know, we're building ourselves to become a lighthouse, right? So this internal tower might've been built with flimsy material in the beginning, but as the tower falls, you begin to realize what holds the structure, what keeps it strong, what will withstand the storms. That's the internal programming that we've been working on to get to that place, right? So when the tower moments start to fall or to come towards us, you've now become this lighthouse. And so maybe some paint's chipped away. And you just have to put a different color, or maybe you really liked that color. And because of this tower moment, you said, no, you know what? I actually love this. This purple color for the lighthouse is my favorite color. I'm going to continue that, because now you have become aware, consciously aware of what it is that you want, what you're going to decide on. And so sometimes tower moments just come to ask you, is this what you want? You know, is this the life that you're going to lead? Are you okay with these people in your world? Are you okay with this internal dialogue going on? Are you okay with the way you're parenting, with the job situation you're in? It can be anything. The tower moment's going to happen. we live in a world of ups and downs. So the tower is going to happen consistently because this is just the way of the world. How we prep ourselves, how we build from the inside out is the way we withstand the tower moments. You know, so you saying, you know, everything that you built within that helped you start to build these reserves of inner dialogue, of strength, of compassion, even in, you know, these tumultuous times, is the tower exactly how we are trying to, you know, they're trying to convey this to us, is that you are the tower. Are you built upon lies and conditioned and trauma? Are you built upon truth? Are you built upon the things that are here for you in this world? So I do find that I like that you said that, because it really brought that out. So now we know that the tower comes in major life shifting events, right? So now we're going to go into the details of the tower. So like the element being fire, why would it be fire? We're talking passion, right? Anytime passion is involved, we have a fire element. Anytime that it's got to take strength to move forward, you've got to have a fire element. Fire destructs, but it also cleanses. Our ruling planet is Mars. If we know anything about Mars, this is also a very passionate planet. This is the planet of war, the planet of, you know, so think arguments, you know, it's kind of the way I like to put it, you know. What's your argument style? What is the way that you fight back? And so if you think about your Mars, guys, natal charts are free. You just need to search natal chart. Free birth chart, free natal chart. It'll give you all of that information, including your ruling planets. Find where your Mars is, and then you'll be able to understand the way the tower moments are going to come to you. Because again, you work within your structure, and then the bigger structure comes in and penetrates that. This is not going to have a masculine or feminine, because it is destruction. It is everything. It is both masculine and feminine. And I could not, if one of the listeners would like to tell me, I did some research, could not find the Zodiac, and every other one of these have been able to find the Zodiac for the card that matches. And I wasn't able to find it for the tower. So it either doesn't belong to a Zodiac, or it's something that I completely overlooked when I was looking through all of my information. Some of the questions that you need to ask yourself is, do I have a false sense of security? Are you living in a fantasy world? And this isn't something to be guilty or shameful about. We all, in one aspect or another, live in a fantasy world where the truth of the situation is being avoided because we do not want to see it. So ask yourself this question and answer yourself honestly. And then ask yourself, am I okay with changing the falsities in my life? The old ways are no longer useful. And you must find another set of beliefs, values, and processes to take their place.
On that note, about the falsities, I think one of the biggest shifts that have been tower moments on a continuous basis for people has been us living through the pandemic for the last few years. Right. And I've mentioned this in other podcasts, is one of the things we wanted to try and do was get some therapists working online and some being based in the office. And we had a lot of resistance, and we'd have people. And so this is going to beliefs and values again, you know. So we'd have professionals who said, no, I can't do that. It doesn't work. It's not right. It's not the same, blah, blah, blah. You know, and meanwhile, we're getting data through from new organizations that are offering a digital approach, telling us that, you know, people will log on 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And, you know, this is what people are looking for. So we were starting to see a real mismatch. So of course, now the pandemic comes and everybody's got to work from home and every service closed.
Yeah.
And now what we have is that tower moment forced people to really, they didn't even really need to check out their values and beliefs. They had to work differently. They had to make that big shift. Yeah. And if you wanted to keep doing that work, you had to adjust. And I've had that conversation in several ways, is that we can't just do it like that because you think that's the way to do it. It's right. Actually not the way to do it anymore. So this is challenging people's core beliefs on a very deep level about how things should be done, how right. We should work, whether we should. And now the conversation is, should we go back in the office? If so, what is the point of that? What is the meaning and purpose right. to what we do? I wasn't hearing language like that a few years ago. So this tower moment has taken, I think, a lot of people right into the core essence of, What does it mean to be a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister or a family member or an employee? What does my work mean? Did I ever really think about it before? But now I'm thinking about those things. Right,
because it was status quo until this massive, and you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm not usually a fan of talking about the pandemic, but I feel like we've separated enough from it, had enough distractions in the meantime to keep us occupied. But I do want to beg the question, how were you as individuals during this collective tower moment that was the pandemic?
Yeah.
What was the thing that made you stand still and start using your discernment? What was the thing that made you realize that maybe we were not receiving all the information, or maybe it was skewed information from certain resources? At what point did we decide that, you know, this tower moment is for building and not just pure destruction? How did you react to the tower, the collective tower moment that was the pandemic? Ask yourself that question and then follow that question up with, what would you have done differently? Because again, tower moments come, and the way we react to those tower moments tells us a lot about how we've built this tower within ourselves. Are we falsifying? Are we traumatized? Are we conditioned? Or am I standing in my truth? And although this has the world around me just instantly changed, how am I standing tall and becoming this lighthouse inside of that?
And so do I get shocked into fear and close down or react? Or do I find my center and go into some understanding about myself of what, how hard this is, and also generate some compassion for other people? And that has been a very tall order for a lot of people, because a lot, you know, we've almost seen a split, haven't we, in society, where people have gone into fear and shock. And so now we're seeing people who have reacted like that, who are going back in the workplace, who are now doubly fearful, more anxious, more depressed, not sleeping well, more stressed, because this has been obviously very, very stressful and taxing for a lot of people. But it also gave a lot of people a chance to show their grit and their capacity to withstand change on a really big level without knowing
huge level.
The certainty. We've lost all this sense of safety, security, and certainty.
Right.
And I walked in a building in an office for the first time 2 weeks ago in 2.5 years. And all of a sudden I was confronted, and I remember teaching kids this about transition, because what we're talking about is shock change and then transition, of not knowing what the usual day-to-day ways of interacting with people were. Do you meet and greet, to shake hands, to keep distance? Because I'd just not been in that environment. So I was having to try and tune in and use my discernment to work out
what
the process was.
Yeah, discernment's going to be a lifesaver. And we've talked about this a million times in other podcasts, but discernment really is going to help you tremendously. But like Mel said, in the moment that the tower fell collectively for the entire world, what was your response? Did you slow down or did you react? This is such a telling time for you. Allow that to teach you. Those are the teachable moments. Did I take it upon myself to gather information, or did I just start believing the first thing that I hear? Did I allow myself to be skewed one way or the other based on religious preference, political preference, society preference, or did I stand my own ground and decide what was best for me and the world that I'm surrounded in? And the tower, when the tower comes, these are really the lessons that you're learning. Is the tower happens, guys, the tower, we have to become comfortable with uncertainty. That is the most certain thing in this world, is uncertainty. It is new. We have never had certain times. There's never been a time in this world where everything, we knew what was going to happen and it was all okay. And what is it? The 1950s, considered the golden age, where that was the closest to it. But if you look back at the 1950s, guys, you can see how uncertain the times were. Go back and read your world history. We have never had certain times. Part of tower moments is to get you comfortable in the uncertainty of times, and still finding all this uncertainty comforting, because you know it's going to be working out for your highest good. The less reactive, the less shifty, the less all of these traumatized symptoms that come up, the stronger you can stand, the better you can stand. And it doesn't mean that we don't break down. I mean, right before we got on this, I'm expressing to Mel just some things that are coming up and I just start bawling. This is, you know, it's natural. It's nothing to be regretful of, shameful of, or guilty of. It's just how we learn. So take a look at the pandemic specifically. See how you reacted to that. See how much you've grown from that. And if you haven't grown from that, then ask yourself the question, what can I do differently? And start at that point. You deserve that, right? We don't need another massive moment for it to break you all the way down just to build yourself back up in that house of cards again. Use new product. Let's see.
So as part of that process then is sometimes it can be shocking and it can be a big event and it can be something that totally pulls the rug, or it can be something that, you know, brings a surprise with it that can be good as well. So part of restabilizing yourself and adapting, because it's about the human need to adapt, is to do a review. And we were talking about that earlier, is you review, okay, what's happened? Am I more stable now? Do I need to do some things right now? What else do I bring forward with me? Okay, what is this ask me to leave behind? Is this a set of values that I can't buy into anymore? Is it beliefs that are being challenged on a deep level? Is it friendships? Are new people coming into my life? Because the other aspect of that is, once that rug was pulled from under my feet and I had no idea of what next, about 5 weeks later, I passed someone in a corridor in one of the places I was working, and they said, oh, you know, can you come in and see this head teacher, such and such? And I didn't even know it was an interview. They wanted someone to work in the school, and it just sprang out of nowhere. So as we get older, sometimes what we can do is reflect on when those things have happened and you're feeling uncertain. I get to that uncertainty and a bit of that angst still, you know, we all feel that. But I go, you know what? The universe hasn't let me down so far.
No,
I've still been able to feed my children and pay my bills and, you know, scraped by sometimes, and other times it's been more resourceful.
Right.
But I can now reflect on that. But I still, you still need to sit back, use the same processes, because if it's discombobulating your whole emotions, you'll feel grief, loss, joy, all sorts of different feelings can come out of that. And so it's being kind to yourself in the process, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And that's just it. You know, one of the things I would recommend for this card specifically is to write your list. You know, I was telling Mel that this is kind of how I do it, and I do mental checklists, but I would highly recommend writing these things down, is, you know, kind of like a list of things that are working in your favor and the things that are not. And then go into detail in the things that are not, and figure out if it's worth saving and reshaping, or if it's time to let that go. Because just facing the reality that your value system has changed, or that the reality around you has changed, and be okay with that. But do really take the time and effort when the tower comes. This is a card that really I do recommend taking a little more time with, a little more effort with, because you really want to sit down and decide how you want to rebuild, how you want your world to look. You are now the owner of this tower. This is yours. It's not anybody else's. This belongs to you. So how are you going to rebuild this tower now that it's come down? Or if the tower comes up in reverse, why are you living a life that's not your truth? What is it about your life that you're refusing to take a look further into? Give yourself the opportunity to grow. Give yourself the opportunity to learn. Give yourself this opportunity to do something with this massive brain that we have, this beautiful intrinsic mind, other than keeping you still and stagnant. Force it out of its comfort zone. Force it to think bigger thoughts. Force it to think about truths that maybe you don't want to face, so that your truths can now become bigger and larger. And soon you're not a small lighthouse, a small tower anymore. And soon you're a skyscraper, and nothing's going to rock you. You know, you're still in force. You've got all the good stuff.
Yeah. And if it's difficult for somebody to consider any of those possibilities, one of the other aspects that can happen with a tower is that people go through what we in psychology call an existential crisis.
Right.
Sometimes it's a spiritual crisis, or sometimes it's a spiritual emergence. So it can be that you get so engulfed and overwhelmed and so disarrayed because of possibly previous traumas or situations that you haven't repaired. And so you're like, you know, so you've got all of these aspects that can engulf you all in one go. Then at those moments, if you're spiritual, you know, go and talk to people that you trust in a spiritual field, or a priest if it's religious, or you go and seek a therapist, because they'll help you start to make sense of sometimes existential crises is everything to do with what is the meaning and reason and purpose for me being here? What is, you know, life and death? These yeah. are really deep questions.
Yeah,
and really a lot of us have gone through those processes of, what is the point to our existence?
You know, it's funny because we call it, and the spiritual is, you know, like a mission realignment, right? This existential crisis is simply, we put it a different spin on it and call it a mission realignment, which is, you know, yes, this was my mission to date, but now all of this has happened and I need to switch paths, right? An existential crisis, if you will. You know, and the goal is, obviously the goal isn't to bury you under this tower. Mm-hmm. The goal is for you to emerge from this tower as the star that you are, so that you can come and shine brighter. And, you know, when we are facing traumatic or dramatic events and we haven't built upon this inner reserve, please mm-hmm. see group therapy, an individual therapist, a pastor, whatever religious you follow, a spiritual group. All of these things are so amazing for us, and they're readily available to us at any level of cost, right? From free to a paid therapist, and allow yourself that gift of having a person that's non-judgmental, at least in this situation, because it's what their job is, right? And they have no skin in the game. Allow them to help process these thoughts with you. You know, the goal isn't for you to be in therapy forever. The goal is for you to be in therapy long enough so you can build these reserves and get your mental, you know, acuity built to a place where you can do these things on your own. But don't be ashamed of needing the help when you need it. Therapy changed my life. Therapy worked me through some of the deepest traumas that I don't know if I ever could have gotten through at that age. So, you know, I'm a firm believer in receiving the help that you need, you know?
Yeah. It's normally, you know, when you get the right therapist, because I don't want to use good and bad. Right. And I only have to go on Quora to see lots of people have had unsatisfactory experiences for a variety of reasons. But fundamentally, it's about that person creating the right conditions for you to be able to relax into yourself. Because when you're stressed, you can't think clearly, your cognitive processes are switched off and you're in fight or flight. So if you're in the right conditions of non-judgmental trust and someone that's really giving you total space and listening to what you're saying, you can maybe start to make sense of some of the things, because sometimes we have to make meaning from our experiences. I've had a few that I kept saying, I wish there was some meaning to it, but I can't find it. And I've had others that I've made some sense and meaning from. And then once you've done that, you can then, and you don't make decisions at that time, you only make the decisions you need to do for survival. Then you start to pull, like what Danielle says, pull in the things that sustain you and will carry you forward. But because it has got a Mars energy around it, that's a very proactive force in which to gravitate you and move you towards something. So often, as big as it comes in, the flash of that can be, you know, as big as you react. And sometimes it's actually almost like, you know, lightning bolt that hits you at your core that activates this much stronger sense of fortitude that you can have about than anything in your life. And if you've gone through those moments, then you can look back at with pride at having moved through them and garnered more resources and more strength, because it's through difficult times often that we build self-esteem, confidence, and resilience. you know, and when you've purposely moved through some situations and got through to a to the other side, or, you know, reestablish your life or built a new life entirely, how brilliant is that, you know, that you can sit back and go, wow, look what I did. That was a really tough decision. I made that move. Yeah.
And you don't have to get stuck in that analysis paralysis of the decision either. You can just make it. And trust me, you'll figure it out if it was the right decision or not for you at some point, you know. And I love that you use the term lightning, because, you know, in the card, it is a lightning bolt that strikes the crown, knocks the crown off the head, right, off the tower, and the stuff in the center and the core of it is jumping out. Yeah. So that is perfectly describing the intention of the illustration on the card. And so, you know, it's oh my God, I've just come to a realization, you know, this lightning bolt of realization, and now it struck me to my core. What is the change that needs to be made? So the tower is, especially if you're going through the tower moment right now, and this is maybe one of the first couple that you recognize, be patient with yourself. Know that this is a journey. We're not meant to get it all right the first time. Become more curious, be that little scientist, recognize that you are here to grow and to learn and not to be perfect. And you'll begin to take a little deeper breaths, understanding that this tower moment is meant, and it is the bigger picture, and it is not here to hurt you. It is here to enlighten you. And with that being said, I was going to go ahead and give the tarot spread. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, brilliant.
Perfect. Okay. So you're going to grab a deck of cards. Again, I'm not stuck. I know we're doing major arcana and I know we're doing tarot, but Oracle works just as well if you do not have a tarot deck. What is the source of destruction? Question 2, 3, and 4 are going to be what needs to change. So the following three, the 2, 3, and 4 are going to be the same question. What needs to change? Question 5 is, what is the void left that needs to be filled? Because every time we remove something, it opens up space for something new to enter. What needs saved? So again, this goes back to the list that Mel and I were speaking of, which is, if this is on the list of things that are not satisfying, not satiating you, is it worth saving? Is it worth going in and course correcting? And then what needs uncover? So in other words, what blooms once I've cleared this devastation?
And it'd be interesting to see what cards people get if they do a spread, because it's not necessarily clear in that moment, is it? But you can feel devastated, windswept, sideswiped. I know how I have in some of those situations. And I think in the biggies that I had, I think a couple of them lasted a couple of weeks, but I had some very... this was early on in my training. I had some very good colleagues who were training with me at the same time. And sometimes they just said one or two words and those words stuck, and they provided the basis for the whole shift of timeline, really. I went in a direction that I was not planning and expecting, and that was what just gave me the, almost like the inner dialogue. Sometimes somebody gives you a sentence and that becomes your inner dialogue, the and your mantra, and that just shifts you in that direction.
It really does. It's wild how this interactive world will know just the right things to say at the right moments, so that you now have this to hold on to, right? Whenever, you know, I live in the state of Oklahoma, so a tornado comes and the house is devastated, but you find your teddy bear. That's the words of encouragement. That's the mantra. It's that physical representation of something that's good and something that makes you feel safe. And so, guys, again, the tower can be scary, but the beauty of it is the tower happens regardless. grow, become the blooming flower you are meant to be, become the star you are deserving. We deserve having our world and our reality to be filled so full of truths that nothing in this world can rock you.
So I feel like there'll be people listening to this that goes right to the heart of what you've just said about the teddy bear. So in psychology, what we know is when we think about attachment, we talk about the psychological objects. And one of the key things that happens with children when either they're removed from a house or go into foster care,
yeah,
is one of the key things that people have to make sure is that they've got this object. And it's a smell, it's a touch, it's a taste, it's and it's a transitional object. So one of the key things that helps us make a transition when all around can feel uncertain and scary, that if anybody's ever been in situations that have made them feel so unsafe that they still don't have that sense of safety, it's the transitional object that you have until you're able to build that inner strength and self-reliance and confidence that we need to have as adults. And it's no shame on anyone to feel that or experience that. But it took me right to the heart of what we're really meant to feel as humans is safe. Yeah. And often people haven't because of their past circumstances.
So we chase safety and security into the realms where it's not safe or secure anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to promote a different, there is something called After School. It's on YouTube, After School, and School's S-K-O-O-L. Okay. Now, there's a playlist on there that'll blow your mind. You can go through it. It's really interesting, but there's one specific, and it's like the detriment of being too safe and secure.
Yes.
And this is all about, this all goes back to that whole be okay inside of uncertainty. We've got to become comfortable in that. And so I would recommend watching that. It really will blow your mind. Some of that, the information that you can get in that series, but this one I would recommend. Again, it's After School. And then with that being said, please check us out on our Facebook page, Mel and Danielle. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you could be just our little earth angels here and share our YouTube videos, we are building a community, guys. And although we are well aware that it does take time, we have beautiful information, I will have to say, that I would love for more people to discover and experience for themselves. And I would truly appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. And I think in terms of what we were talking about, the tower and the experiences that people can have when they're going through shock, change, transformation is something we're going to talk about in our next podcast about a workshop that we're going to have coming up where we want to do a live event with people.
Yeah, I'm really actually very excited about this. I think that we're going to be able to do something really interesting and something we haven't done before, you know, in this format. In this format. So I do look forward to that. And I hope you guys do too.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.